Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
My name is Steve, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting a survey and trying to see if we can help us out by answering a couple of questions. Right there, I do apologize. I don't know. I'm not told so that I don't influence on your opinions. It's a quick survey, just asking a couple of questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Just before anything else, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Your name was chosen random, and your individual answers are confidential. Is this LaRuthia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Just anything else first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time.
I mean, there's people here, but...
Oh, okay. No, because we ask those because sometimes people are driving. That's why we ask that question.
Oh, no, I'm home.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African American, mixed, Hispano, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African American, not Hispanic.
Oh, okay. Thank you. okay. May I ask, what is your age?
52.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way. I know it's still a long way off, but we are. But what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably will vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote in this year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your city is heading?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of what of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president, like strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have you never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris from 0 to 100. How do you feel about her?
100.
All right, thank you. Next one is J.D. Vance.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Republican Party.
Which party?
The Republican Party.
0.
Thank you. Project 2025.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And thank you. And the Democratic Party.
100.
Okay, thank you. And then next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And next one is Joe Biden.
Oh, 50.
Thank you. And next one is Tammy Baldwin.
100.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And what do you need to hear and what do you need to hear more about the candidates or in order to make a choice?
Debate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10, so you can let us know if it's there's some statements, and if you you can give us a reason from 0 to 10, like 10 is very convincing for this to vote on the 2024 elections. So the first one says is MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goals should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history of our children to learn and emphasize the contribution and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. And how motivated are you to on this one from 0 to 10?
0.
0, thank you. And next one shows, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedom. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator. On day one, we must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. From 0 to 10, how do you rate this one?
0.
0, thank you. Next one shows Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requests $1 billion campaign contribution from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promise in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump is more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. And from 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
0.
All right, thank you. Next one, elections have a real consequences of our lives. Trump's package Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative actions law, which helped people of color gain access to equal employment and education opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loans forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put check on this out of control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
0.
All right, thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
0.
So, so you'd be like mostly undecided, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation to vote in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support for her president. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. The first one, it says, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work on the repeal of Obamacare, to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this statement about Kamala Harris?
Well, 10.
All right, thank you. Next one is says, this November we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first women president, but also the first black women president. But this election is more than just her background. This is about more moving away from the past and embracing the new. More representative leaders focus on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to new generations that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this statement about Kamala Harris?
What were the options? Did you say 0 to 10?
Yes.
0.
All right, thank you. Next one is, in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represents middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it once. She'll do it in November. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this?
Four,
thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Is it okay if you didn't? But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
All right, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote in this year's, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are more statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
PhD.
All right. Thank you. Let me see. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, this concludes the survey. I would like to thank you for the opportunity you gave us asking those questions and answering those questions also. Thank you once again, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, man. Take care.